Good day, all. PPL here, and welcome to PPL on Security, episode 0001. Today, I talk about the Equifax breach and the resulting FTC settlement. If you're like me, then your info was obtained in the breach at Equifax. Recently, a settlement with the FTC was announced, and you can find links to details in the show notes. Originally, you could file claims to receive free credit monitoring and identity theft protection services for up to 10 years, or you could opt for up to $125 in cash. The cash option has been removed as response was greater than was expected, and only $31 million of the total settlement amount was set aside for the cash payments. So now your options are the free credit monitoring and identity theft, which is up to 10 years, as I said. It includes 4 years of free credit monitoring of your credit report at all three credit bureaus, and $1 million of identity theft insurance, and then up to six additional years of free monitoring of your Equifax credit report. There is an option for cash payments if you can provide documentation from losses, from unauthorized charges to your accounts, cost of freezing or unfreezing your credit report, the cost of credit monitoring, fees you pay to professionals like accountants or attorneys, and any other expenses related to dealing with the theft of your identity due to the breach. So for right now, for time spent, you can get up to $25 per hour for up to 20 hours, though these funds are limited and you may get a lesser amount depending on the amount of people who file for that. If you submit a claim that's 10 hours or less, you're going to have to describe the actions that you had to take and the time spent doing each of those things. If you claim more than 10 hours, you have to describe the actions you took and provide documentation that shows that identity theft, fraud, or any other misuse of your information actually took place. For the cost of Equifax credit monitoring and related services that you used between September 7th of 2016 and September 7th of 2017, it is capped at 25% of the total amount that you paid. Now, if you choose not to file a claim, there are a few other things that are going to happen. For 7 years, you can get free identity restoration services. And then if you find out there were any misuses of your personal information, you can call the settlement administrator and you'll be given instructions how to access those services. And then beginning in 2020, every single consumer in the U.S. is going to get six free credit reports free per year for 7 years from Equifax via their website. And then that's in addition to the one free report that you get from each of the three major reporting agencies annually from annualcreditreport.com. You can sign up for email updates to get reminders via the Equifax website. And then now one thing is, if you have any minors in your household, you can also check if they were impacted. Now, whether you're checking for yourself or any minor family members, you're going to want to go to eligibility.equifaxbreachsettlement.com/en/eligibility. And then you're going to have to enter some information, and then it will let you know if you or the minor that you're checking for were impacted. Now, anyone who is a minor in May of 2017, what they'll be eligible for is 18 years of free credit monitoring if their information was taken in the breach, whether there's any evidence that there's been any misuse at this point. So I'll include a link to the eligibility site as well as to the FTC settlement page, so you can check those out for yourself. Thanks for listening today. Talk to you all next time. Feel free to hit me up on the socials. I am at that PPL guy, or you can email me PPL@thatpplguy.com.